Sweepstakes casino operator VGW's founder wants full control of company. Lawrence Escalante, founder of Virtual Gaming Worlds, VGW, is set to take full control of the company through a deal that involves buying out smaller investors. The transaction values VGW at approximately $3.2 billion and will solidify Escalante's position as the sole decision-maker within the organization. Currently holding a 70% stake, Escalante has led VGW from its inception into one of the most prominent online sweepstakes casino operators in the world. The company operates online platforms such as Chumba Casino, Luckyland Slots, and Global Poker. These platforms have gained popularity by offering gambling-style games that resemble traditional online slots without being subject to the same licensing requirements as standard online casinos. The model has enabled VGW to attract millions of users, many of whom were first engaged through Facebook before migrating to the company's standalone sites. The core of VGW's business model involves sweepstakes mechanics, where users buy virtual currency that allows entry into promotional contests offering real money prizes. While these platforms are positioned as free-to-play, they generate significant revenue through the sale of in-game credits. This dual-currency system allows VGW to operate in multiple U.S. states that have yet to regulate or prohibit sweepstakes-based gaming explicitly. Despite VGW's commercial success, the company has not been without controversy. Regulatory scrutiny is intensifying in several U.S. jurisdictions, with lawmakers considering measures that could directly impact VGW's business model. States such as Montana have already taken action against sweepstakes casinos, and similar legislative initiatives are underway in others. Even where there hasn't been definitive legislative action, VGW has shifted momentum. Such is the case for New York, where the company recently announced its exit. These developments have created uncertainty around the future regulatory landscape for VGW's operations. VGW investors call for change. Investor relations have also posed a challenge for the company. Recent tensions surfaced following a public exchange between Escalante and minority stakeholders. Some investors expressed concerns about VGW's corporate transparency and governance practices. In response, Escalante reacted forcefully on the messaging platform Telegram, urging dissatisfied investors to divest from the company if they doubted his leadership. The remarks included strong language and reflected the growing divide between the founder and portions of the investor base. The buyout move comes amid this backdrop of regulatory pressure and internal discord. By acquiring the remaining shares held by minority investors, Escalante will consolidate control and eliminate dissenting voices from the company's governance structure. This may allow VGW to move more decisively in response to market changes but also reduces external oversight of executive decisions. VGW's continued reliance on legal ambiguity has fueled both its expansion and the scrutiny it faces. The company's platforms function across multiple states under a sweepstakes model that has yet to be universally defined by law. Critics argue that this approach exploits a loophole to provide gambling experiences without the requisite regulatory and tax obligations applied to licensed casino operators. Supporters counter that VGW offers an innovative model that adheres to existing laws while giving players entertaining alternatives to traditional online gambling.